Reimagining Rodents. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was an experiment at the University of Chicago to learn whether rats feel empathy. Researchers paired up same-sex rats for 3 weeks so they could become familiar with each other, and then they plopped a small plexiglass restraint cell in the pen and forced one of the rats inside the cell. The door could only be unlocked from the outside. Now, this was obviously very distressing to the confined rat, but what the researchers wanted to see was the behavior of the free rat. And as they watched, they saw the free rat attack that plexiglass cell, jumping on it, pushing it, biting it, pushing his whiskers through the air holes to touch the confined rat. It took 6 days, but the free rat, by accident, finally figured out how to unlock the door and release the confined rat, and when he did, they both raced around the cage as if to celebrate. And after that, every time researchers locked up the victim rat, the rescue rat would release him. Now, here's the crazy thing. Even when they used rats that didn't know each other, the free rat, in most cases, still tried to liberate the confined rat, leading the researchers to the conclusion that rats feel empathy. Now, is it truly unselfish empathy, or was the rescue rat simply annoyed by having to see another rat suffer? That remains to be studied, although as animal research reveals more and more species to be, in fact, lovable Disney characters, I imagine one day we'll just ask the rats.
We're here to speak out on behalf of oppressed rats everywhere.
Oh,
rats,
man,
who don't have the access to media that our movie affords.
It's going to be PETA's next campaign. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.